With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Illusionoid.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Illusionoid Live at Comedy Bar!
Woo!
Look at that.
What a night.
So far, an amazing night.
So far, so good, yes.
Yeah, wow, right?
Oh.
Very wow.
Yeah, so we're going to do a podcast recording for you guys right now. We're lucky, thrilled beside ourselves with excitement and anticipation for our next guest to join us.
Oh, yes. Oh, vibrating with anticipation.
Yeah.
We're very excited to have one of the stars of Red Oaks that you can see on Amazon, and a good friend of ours, Mr. Ennis Esmer, is here tonight. Ennis, come on up.
Ennis, there he is.
Bop, 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 bop. Ennis is here, right here.
Awesome.
Ennis,
hey, hello.
I love it.
Hot mic. Hi.
Now, Ennis, on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your improv level?
Oh, beginner.
Okay.
Is that still
nice?
What's where you used to do it a bunch, but you might as well never have. What's that called?
Yep, beginner.
Beginner.
All right.
But boy, oh boy, choke on a Mentos. I'm excited, huh? That's called pandering. You learn that first day.
I like that.
First day, you'll learn that.
Yeah.
Happy to be here. A pleasure to be here, guys.
Oh, so nice to see you.
So now Red Oaks is a big show on Amazon, and it's now we can see it here in Canada.
It's now available. If you go to primevideo.com, you can see Red Oaks season one.
So I have to join Prime. Do I have to join Prime?
Yeah, you get a free 30-day trial subscription. Otherwise, it's very manageable and cost-efficient.
Then we can binge it. Can we binge it in that time?
Yeah, I can get through that.
You could knock it out in a day and a half, 2 days, yeah.
Great.
And then spend the rest of the year enjoying all of the benefits of Amazon Prime
free delivery,
which is free 2-day shipping, right?
Yeah, 2-day shipping.
Also
yeah.
On Blind Spot.
Occasionally, they let me on Blind Spot. I make a mess of it, and then I go home.
Okay.
I haven't been killed yet. So.
That's good. That's good news.
Yeah, that's great news.
Canadian actor's dream is to have a part where you don't get murdered.
Or a Tim Hortons commercial.
True.
Still waiting on that one.
Dare to dream.
All right. Well, we're ready for our podcast. Now, we're going to come to you tonight for a suggestion for a title. So can I get a place where you've been that you wish you hadn't gone? A place you regret going to.
Markham.
Markham, yeah. Markham, yeah.
Markham, Ontario.
Markham, Ontario, okay. Yeah, Markham. All right. So Markham, and can I also get, an occupation when you were very, very young that you wanted to be when you grew up?
Archaeologist.
All right, archaeologist. So we get the archaeologist of Markham. This is our podcast for this evening.
Okay, great.
All right, well, it begins like this. In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios, yeah? Yeah, good. For what you're about to hear could change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Oh, time radio. Denizens of the past, I didn't see you there. Because it's a time radio, I speak to you. I just woke from the most horrible dream. I was doing a supply run. A supply run from the other side of the moon. In what was a terrible choice, I leave all my supplies on the opposite side of the moon from where I live. Every week, I go back to collect the last eggs and the last rancid milk. And the last meat that has passed. Meat that died 100 years ago. But
if you cure it with a bit of salt, anyways, that was my dream. I woke up, none of that was real, life is horrible. In your future, listen well, in your future, archaeologists will dig deep, deep beneath the Pacific Mall in Markham to discover what civilizations had laid there before. But purveyors of bootleg DVDs took the place. And what they unearthed there, and pardon my French, it will blow your fucking mind!
Whew, that's a hot day.
Yeah.
Hot day for digging, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, I was here earlier and I was wanting to set up those suspended hoses with like the small perforations in them so that I could mist this area.
Like a sprinkler hose.
Yeah, exactly, but from above, right?
Yeah, so. Yeah, but then it would make the dirt wet. And then we're digging mud and not dirt. It's harder to
archaeologize. Yeah. So I decided not to do that. It's only 9 a.m. and it's already this hot. It's going to be brutal by lunch.
I know, but we can't be complaining about the heat when...
What?
When the director shows up. We have to look like we want to be out here in the heat digging under this mall.
Oh, man, this is the worst gig I've ever had.
It's the second worst gig we've ever had.
Oh, yeah?
You know where he's going to send us?
Where?
Hamilton.
Shit.
Hiya, fellas.
Oh, hey there, boss. Hey.
Hey, good guys, you're doing a great job down here.
Well, what we've done is so far, boss, just want to let you know we got out here first thing this morning. We laid down the string, make the quadrants.
Mark the quadrants.
It's so important in archaeology because you got to know which quadrant you find things
exactly,
in.
Exactly, right.
Mr. Director, Mr. Person, sir.
Guys, I keep telling you, Mr. Director Person, sir, is my father's name. You. You can call me Jerry.
Okay,
Jerry.
Who's this with you?
Oh. Well, he can introduce himself. I'll tell you more about him in a sec.
Special Agent Heinweller. Happy to make your acquaintance.
Oh.
This
Special Agent.
Yes, this is a representative from our local government agency.
Oh.
Okay. He's a little concerned with some of the things that have been unearthed that are being dusted at base camp right now.
They sent me from HQ to have a look around and make sure everything's up to status quo.
That means headquarters.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys know the lingo? Yeah, so Special Agent, was it Heinberger?
Heinzwirler.
Heinzwirler.
It changes at my whim.
Oh, it's part of your spycraft.
Yes.
I'm getting the idea that he's not someone we should mess with.
Oh, he's class 5.
That's
so
a quick study right there. That's a quick study. I like you. What's your name?
My name is Glenn.
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 That's what you went with?
Yeah.
Good. For now.
What?
That'll do fine.
Okay, now, just to give you guys a heads up, Special Agent Heinzwerger.
Heinzwirler.
Wirler. Heinzwirler.
Heinzweller.
It changes. Special Agent Heinzweller is here purely in an observational status. Okay?
Just having a look-see.
Okay.
Nothing
looking
to
around.
No touch.
I don't want it to get in the way of your professional day-to-day activities. We're just going to keep digging. Keep digging straight down. Extracting things.
Not
dusting
getting
them.
In the way.
Okay.
And I've brought electrolytes for you.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah,
hydrate.
I have energy drinks.
Yeah.
So we're just going to keep digging while he...
Watches.
I was going to say looms.
Observes.
Yeah,
lurks.
He's going to observe. He's going to loom. And
lurk has a negative connotation.
Sure, yeah, okay.
Loom is fine. Loom implies a higher up position, but I'll take it. Do you have a forklift or a crane so I can make loom happen?
Yeah, I could... I could just raise you right above them, literally above them. So
perfect.
You could, okay, great.
We have a cherry picker. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a cherry picker in the back.
Raise him up there.
Not comfortable with that term. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Forklift? Yeah.
That'll do.
See? I got a forklift too.
Yeah. For now.
Oh.
So just carry on. Have a great day, guys. I'll be at base camp. I'll be dusting.
Okay.
I'll be checking in via wireless.
Oh
great.
All right.
I wondered why we had those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
Okay. Okay, thanks, Jerry.
Have a great day, guys.
Thanks for having me, Director.
And don't forget, it's Friday.
Oh, yeah. It's Friday.
Jack Astor.
Astors, okay? I'll see you guys there.
Yeah.
I'll see
yeah.
you, Jack Astors. I'll see you at the Ass.
Absolutely.
I'll see you at the Astors. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Jack
okay,
Astors.
Great.
Is that invitation open to me as well? Or?
Yes, of course, Agent Harnschwiller. Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
it's
you are.
Harnturger.
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 Great. Changed great. Again? Okay. All good?
Thank you.
Great, guys. Can't wait. TGIA!
Glenn? Yes, Terry? No shit. This guy changes his name and asked to loom.
I know. You know, I have a feeling this might be about those artifacts we unearthed yesterday.
Why are you talking out of the side of your mouth?
Because they're standing right there.
You're not a ventriloquist.
What's that?
You're not a ventriloquist.
No, I know.
But what are you? You look like you had a stroke. They're looming above us. They're watching what we do. They're not listening.
Okay.
They're specifically just watching.
All right. Okay. I have a confession to make.
I have time to hear it.
You know those artifacts I dug up yesterday?
You sent them right to the director.
I actually didn't.
What?
I went online.
You know we're not supposed to go online.
I know. I went online. And I posted a photo of what it was that I...
What?
I know.
I mean, what?
Yes.
You posted a photo of what you found?
Yes. It's super valuable.
How do you know this?
I got an email from someone in Kazakhstan who wants to buy it.
They want to buy it?
They want to buy it.
What is it?
It's some kind of artifact. They said they've been looking for it for 1,000 years. I typed back, that
how
seems...
How old is this person?
I know.
That they still know how to use email at that age? I have a lot of questions.
Yes. You've heard of the Methuselah syndrome, right?
Kind of?
Yes. It's where it's every 500 or 600 generations, someone is born who can't die.
And you're saying that's you?
No. It's this dude from Kazakhstan.
How do you know that?
He said he was 1,000 fucking years old.
He could be a Nigerian prince.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Great looming spot I've got up here.
Oh, boy. Oh. Yeah.
Thank you.
Hope you're enjoying the looming.
Boys, the work looks great from where I am. Can't hear a thing, though.
Oh, sorry. I'm waving in a friendly manner.
Terrific. That sure looks friendly to me. As you were.
So you're saying you got catfished.
Yeah.
After posting the artifact online.
Exactly. What does catfish mean?
It means you got snookered, bamboozled over email.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe this artifact is really worth something.
Maybe it's garbage.
Hello, gentlemen.
Oh, wait, he's wearing a Kazakhstan flag. Is that
he sure is. Are you a soccer fan, sir?
Incidentally, yes, I am a soccer fan, but...
That is for sure a Kazakhstan accent.
That is not the reason I am wearing a Kazakh flag.
Oh, okay.
I hope you do not mind. It is how I cleared customs.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I can't help but stare because you clearly cleared customs wearing only a Kazakhstan flag.
It is true. It's the new regulations. It's not easy, but we do what we must.
Yes, of course.
Everyone who enters the country must wear only the flag from the country they came from.
I'm Kyle.
Yeah.
Can I? I just need to talk to my friend for a second.
I'm sorry. Are you Kyle MacLachlan?
Yes, oh. I am.
I love you in Sex and the City. Okay.
Thank you.
Kyle.
Common mistake.
Kyle. Yeah. Agent Huntsweiler has left
Gobsmacker.
His looming space because he clearly saw this man in the cape.
Yes.
How do we explain this to him? We didn't dig up the man in the cape.
No.
If he's been watching this time, we've done nothing.
That's true.
Except lure him right to me.
What?
Oh, oh. Hey. Huh?
What's all this then?
Well, the cat's out of the bag now. I accidentally stepped on the bag with the cat in it out there.
And it's
so
flat.
Whoever had a cat, I must apologize. It's out of the bag. I stepped right through it. I'm just glad I didn't step on the cat.
The cat's okay?
The cat's fine, Kay. But I also have...
Tell me about the bag.
It's interesting you should mention a bag. A bag that looks almost priceless, except when you get closer to it and see that the bag has awful attention to detail in the sewing and the knitting, and then you look at the logo, and the logo's not really what you thought it was going to be in the first place.
You thought you were looking at a priceless Gucci bag, but no, it was something darker.
Is this what you dug up, Kyle? Is this what you posted online?
Yes.
He knows about it.
That is indeed the bag I am looking for.
This bag?
Yes. Yes. That bag you unearthed, for which I have been searching for 1,000 years.
So that wasn't just an exaggeration.
Oh, no. Have you heard of the Methuselah syndrome?
Vaguely.
Let me give you a quick rundown, because this is, I live with this. It's sort of a gift slash curse thing. Every 5,000 to 6,000 years, someone is born who lives forever.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's pretty much
I've
it.
I've heard of that.
Have you?
Yes.
Well, that's what I've got.
The things you've seen. The lives you've lived.
I've pretty much stayed home.
Oh, just shut in.
Just a lot of farming, a lot of goat farming.
I see.
But I see that the lure of this bag has brought you to Markham.
Yes.
And also into the clutches of ancient...
I want to say Henduler? I think it's Henduler now.
I am not yet
it
in
changes.
I am not yet in this man's clutches. I only know what I seek.
Speaking of clutches...
Oh!
He tased you!
I thought he was talking about, like, the bag as a clutch.
Well,
oh.
Sorry, the taser just went off. That's just,
I am totally paralyzed right
so
now.
I'm so sorry. That was not my intention. I was merely going to ask Kyle McLaughlin, big fan, by
yes.
the way.
Oh, thank you.
Twin Peaks, don't get me started.
Oh, yeah.
If you could just yank back that curtain, that scaffolding there.
Oh, sure. Yeah, this
Let
one?
Me try it again. Just what, please.
Okay.
This is why I got kicked off the force.
What?
The force?
Behind that curtain is an array of bags.
There That's what I was going for when I said in clutches, and then you would pull the... There's all the bags. There's all the... Gucky and Prado and Korch bags. That
knockoffs.
They're all knockoff bags.
But this bag that I unearthed was found below 18 meters of sediment. How could it be one of these knockoffs?
This is the mystery. But these bags are not the knockoffs. It is the Pradas. And the Gucci's and the Quartz's, which are knockoffs of these.
Coach is a hoax.
Exactly.
That was their original slogan. It was hiding in plain sight.
What?
They were very cocky back then.
So the bag that I dug up, that is the primordial bag. Bag zero.
Handbag zero.
Handbag zero. The prototype for all bags that would come afterwards.
Every ostentatious, gaudy bag that you would put a small dog in, too small to have as a pet, or anything of the like, started with that bag.
Well, then it must be destroyed.
Destroyed?
No! It must be mine! It's my MacGuffin in this case.
Yes, I understand. So, are you prepared to pay for it?
Handsomely.
Okay.
Unless our... government agent has anything to say about it.
Oh, I could look the other way for, say, a gucky handbag full of singles.
This is why he was kicked off the force.
This was part of it. Really,
yes.
Ethically compromised.
Only part of it?
It's, I mean, it's a long list. I don't have time right now.
I want to hear three of those things.
Okay, well.
Oh! Premature tasering was one.
Oh, sorry. That
I'm now paralyzed.
Taser has a mind of its own.
I hope it doesn't prevent him from telling me three of those things.
Also, the name changing is not okay. It's never been fine. It's just their aliases, technically. I'm wanted in several states.
That's two.
Also murder. I killed a bunch of people.
There we are.
Is out there.
There we are.
A lot of times in my line of work when you're on the take.
Back in the bag.
Yeah. Oh, there's the cat. I'll be right back.
He left me paralyzed.
Yeah.
As am I. Both of us paralyzed.
How will we stop him?
Oh, is there do we need to? All you need to do is let me have one of those bags.
Kyle, all you have to do is destroy the bag.
I'm on the horns of a dilemma here.
Not really.
Huh.
Just Sir, destroy the bag.
Oh, I have brought so many Kazaki deniers.
It's tempting, Glenn. Glenn, just think of my family. Could finally get out from under.
If I could just interrupt here for a second. Hi. That bag That you found that bag?
Yeah.
Is that, do I have that right?
Yeah.
Sorry, let me introduce myself. I'm Louis Baton. Oh, so great to meet you.
Oh, I'd shake your hand if I wasn't paralyzed.
I'm sorry, how did that happen, by the way? I'm sorry.
A man paralyzed me with a
taser. Fair, it happens in this day and age. This is going to sound crazy, but I think that's my bag.
Louis Baton?
Louis Baton.
The original Louis Baton bag?
Yeah.
This makes no sense. Louis Baton would have been alive for 7,000 years ago.
I meant to say the 15th. Sorry, Louis Baton the 15th. That's.
I was just going to ask if you had heard of Methuselah syndrome.
Vaguely.
Oh, well, then never mind. Okay. I thought for sure you were another Methuselah syndrome.
No, I just need the bag. If I could take the bag, I got to get it back to the, because it's supposed to be, we're at auction at Sotheby's tomorrow. So
well,
if you guys want to come on down and bid on it, that'd be great.
We have two potential suitors for this bag right now. Our gentleman from Kazakhstan.
Thank you for saying it properly.
And you, Louis Baton the 15th.
Where did the agent go?
I almost got the cat!
You distracted! He shot the cat!
He's tased it.
Oh, he's so angry at me.
That taser was calibrated for a human.
Oh, that cat's swelling so large.
Oh, quick. Let's get inside of it.
No! Don't worry about the bag!
Right, you're right! It's just thinking this heat is killing me. It's gotta be cooler inside a cat than it is out here. All
That's where that expression comes from. Right, okay.
Cooler inside a cat, yeah. All right, so I'm gonna give this bag to one of you. But one of you needs to tell me what's inside this bag.
Yes, if you can identify its contents, it's clearly yours. Kazakh man!
Oh,
what's in the bag?
Oh. 14 rocks, the hair of a little boy, the eyes of a sparrow, plans for a bomb, a large abacus, a recipe for hamaklalesh, 6,000 whiskers.
Is that it?
The hoof of an antelope. The teeth of the little boy that we were talking about before. And finally, a map to a gateway to hell.
All right, Louis Baton, what's in that bag?
I just left some lip balm in there, if I'm being honest.
Kyle?
There's no abacus in here. Everything else he said, yes.
And the lip balm?
And the lip balm.
Oh, great. Can I just have that? You can keep the bag. That's awesome. It's so dry and hot out here.
Oh, you just want the lip balm?
Thank
sure.
You.
Here you go.
Oh.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, the soothing sound of applying lip balm. That was bovine.
Oh.
Nice. He calls himself a beginner.
He sure does.
And then he just scuffled away. He just wanted the lip balm.
So, I guess Kazakhstan man.
Oh, you can just call me Stan.
Stan.
Kazakh Stan.
Guys, the agent is returning.
Oh.
What do we do? How do we explain this? He's been after you for millennia.
Then give me the bag, and I will pay you so handsomely.
All right, give me your dinars.
Okay, Kazakh dinars.
Thank you.
In an identical bag, except it's a Gucci.
Oh, okay, and I will give you this one. There, you have your bag, complete with the map to hell.
Thank you. Do not ask me how I intend to use it.
How do you intend to use it?
I intend to open the portal to hell.
Oh, cool.
Don't ask me!
You've told us.
It's too late.
All right, well, what are you going to do about it? I've got the bag.
I see that you're going to hell through the portal to finally die and end your horrible existence with Methuselah syndrome.
Yes.
Hold on a second.
Going to hell with the handbasket.
You're going to hell in a handbag.
No, with a handbag.
With a handbag.
But not in a handbag.
He can't get in that.
I have a slightly larger handbag that I've built.
Okay. Good.
From the skin of many cows.
Ah, that explains that lip balm.
Does it?
I have lived too long and seen too many things.
Please, don't do this.
No, it is too late. The map leads, right underneath the Pacific Mall.
That's where we're standing.
The gateway to hell is right below us.
The map was on top of the gate the whole time?
Of course. Of course. Of course it was.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I'm stupid. I would keep the map somewhere else.
Don't you see?
No, I'm paralyzed.
Hiding in plain sight. Of course that's where the map was. No one would ever think to look for it in Markham.
No one would ever think that Markham, Ontario is a gateway to hell.
Not with all the amenities it has.
Yeah.
And so, I dig just a little deeper and, a crack.
A crack.
I had to dig a little more.
A fissure.
A scratchy, scratchy.
A scratchy, scratch.
Scratchy, scratchy, scratch.
An opening.
Listen.
It's opening.
I hear it.
The portal.
That's it.
And so an immortal's life ends. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you both. Please close this after I enter. For we do not know what horrors could escape. I'm jumping.
He just jumped in with the handbag.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Agent. Hello, Agent.
Jerry.
Oh, yes. Well, that's that Kazakh man left.
Yeah,
I see.
He
got away, did he?
He's gone.
He got pretty preoccupied with that cat. Jerry has a booth for us over at Jack Astor's if you want to head over.
Hey, guys.
Oh, Jerry, yeah.
Yeah, I had just checked the Facebook invite. I haven't seen any RSVPs yet.
We got no signals
out
here.
We've been busy. We've been busy archaeology.
A couple of maybes, a couple of interesteds, yeah?
Yeah.
Very interested.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm gonna order some frings.
Mozzarella sticks?
Yeah, matzo sticks.
Yeah.
That garlic bread?
Okay.
Any appetizer is fine. I love a teaser.
Love it. I'm going to start drawing on the tablecloth.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Can't wait, guys.
We'll be right there.
I'll see you there.
We'll be right there.
Archaeology.
Yeah.
We'll see you there, Agent Heinzweiler.
Herfmeller.
Exactly.
I'm starting to get feeling back in my eyes.
Oh, good. You know, Glenn.
Yeah, Kyle?
I don't think I can ever tell anyone else about what's happened here today.
Who would believe you?
No one.
Exactly.
I'll always remember him. Stan.
Kazakh Stan.
Draped in nothing but a flag.
The Kazakh flag.
He was a soccer fan.
He carried a handbag to hell. Right here in Markham, under the Pacific Mall.
Yeah, with a bunch of crazy shit inside it. Rocks and boys'
whiskers,
teeth.
But not a lip balm.
And no abacus, that's for damn sure.
Jack Astor's?
Yeah. You go on ahead. I'll be right there.
All right, Kyle. Kyle.
Yeah.
Don't stare into that portal too long, okay?
Don't tell me what to do.
Fine. See you at Jack Astor's.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kyle MacLachlan. Do not ever ask where I was holding those Kazakhi dinars.
Yeah. I'll always remember you, Stan, when I try to spend those frickin' things. I'll always remember you.
In a way, you will be holding me, and feeling me, and smelling me.
Yeah. Yeah. They're damp. Bye, Stan.
Goodbye, Kyle MacLachlan.
Kyle, who are you talking to?
I'm just thinking out loud.
You go heading over?
Yeah, I've been there for 20 minutes.
Jesus. It's hot out here.
Yeah, come inside.
Okay, all right.
The end. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ennis Esmer.
The Archaeologist of Markham, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates, Lee Smart, Nug Nargang, and special guest Ennis Esmer. Live music and sound effects by Chris New, recorded live at Comedy Bar in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, March 7th, 2017. You can listen to Illusionoid and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green at TeePublic. That's right, the official t-shirt of the doomed future is available today. Visit TeePublic.com and search for Illusionoid or follow the link on our Facebook page. You can follow Illusionoid on both Twitter and Instagram at IllusionoidPod. One great name and two great places to follow and share our show. Illusionoid is brought to you by Antica Productions. Check out all the other podcasts on the Antica Network, such as Pick a Number with Adam Groh and Issue Zero with Fred Kennedy. And follow them both on Twitter at Pick a Number Pod and at Issue Zero Pod. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at Illusionoid Pod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find out about us. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show that you actually heard this message. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.